live on YouTube here, Tony Mad Max Thursdays at 4:45 p.m. Looks like that's the rhythm we're going in right now, unless the schedule changes for Tony. But I mean, how was your day?
Oh, it was fine, dude. Just worked. Was looking up the NBA trade deadline, man.
Yeah,
I got a little of a mini rant coming.
Yeah, you do, all for, about the Nets. So this is your turn. This is your turn to rant this week.
Okay, I'll put it to you this way. Like, let's just like talk about like basketball for the first like. Well, first let's do the Knicks because they actually pulled off a trade. They acquired point guard Terrence Ferguson from Philly. It was a three team deal with the Sixers and the Thunder. The Sixers got George Hill. That was the big main piece. I think they sent Tony Bradley to Oklahoma City. There was a bunch of other picks in it too. Austin Rivers got traded, I believe, in that deal to, I think, the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that was the only trade that the Knicks were really involved in. So
I think we should have kept Austin Rivers. What a mistake. I mean,
Terrence Ferguson, another guy that's not going to be a part of the rotation. Do you think that he's going to get
garbage
minutes?
Like garbage.
They essentially swapped like two guys that are going to be riding bench. Tom Thibodeau was very strict on his rotations. He's not bringing this guy in to like
he's not
to play big minutes.
We should have just kept Austin Rivers. Austin Rivers really got a raw deal with this team. Remember the early games that Austin Rivers played for this Knicks team? How about the game against the Warriors when he scored 13 points in the fourth quarter?
I don't think that was the Warriors. I think that was the Rockets, I think.
It had to be the Rockets or Warriors. I thought it was the Warriors, but just remember the games that this guy had. Everyone just overlooks it. Crazy.
He wasn't consistent. That's why Thibodeau didn't play him. I said, dude, Thibodeau really is on his he's really on his shit. Like yeah. he knows the right buttons to push. He's not putting in a guy that can't consistently score.
Nope.
He won't even start IQ at point guard.
Yeah, I know.
everybody's
even though he's
balls to have him start IQ. In the meantime, he's starting Elfrid Payton.
Yeah, I know. Who can't do anything? Who stinks and fans hate him.
But you know what I mean. Like, so the Knicks pulled off the trade. Nothing.
How about
major.
Oladipo going to the Heat?
Oladipo goes to the Heat. The Heat had a pretty nice day. The Bulls had a great day. The Nuggets had a phenomenal day. JaVale McGee and Aaron Gordon.
Yep.
The Clippers and the Hawks made a deal. They swapped Lou Williams and Rajon Rondo. Yeah.
You think the Knicks would make a deal? The fact that they're actually playing relevant now. They didn't do anything. They made a garbage trade.
There's not much for them to do. There's not like really like.
There is. I'm not pissed at the Knicks not doing anything because I want to see what they do in the offseason in the draft. I'm fine with the team that we had now. It'd be nice if we could get someone like Drummond or just another star player.
Drummond, that's another guy too that I got to get into.
Yeah,
this is another thing I'm. Bullshit. With the next 3 days. Don't worry, man. You're graduating soon, man. They're not gonna care.
I know they're not.
They don't even. No.
I want to see this.
They want to toss you out to be already, dude.
Hey, I know
what we say.
Can you believe it? I mean, even. Yeah.
My God.
Oh,
Drummond's another guy.
Keebler the elf. Keebler elf.
Oh, you mean the Keebler elf? The Keebler fudge. I haven't heard you call him the Keebler elf in years. I don't know why that. I haven't heard that in years.
Because he hasn't bothered me until now.
Then he came back.
He actually wants to play his role now. Okay.
Because he's telling you that friggin' nothing's getting done.
Yeah.
He's telling you that now.
Oh, please. I know how to do my job. He doesn't know how to do his.
Yeah. Oh, preach. Preach to the choir. He's to the choir. But listen, man, the only reason why the Heat got Oladipo was because Kyle Lowry wasn't traded by Toronto. They held on to him big. They didn't get the right deal for him.
Yep.
The Heat were in need of a point guard, and they got Oladipo. The Sixers.
Yep.
The Sixers. They were looking at Lowry as well, and it just didn't happen.
I want to hear your Nets rant, because you already are starting to become unhinged already about Andre Drummond.
I'm not like, it's like a mini, like, kind of like, it's not like a crazy rant. Like, listen, no. I think it's because the Nets got wrecked last night because they didn't have Kyrie, KD, or Harden. The big three were not playing. They essentially had the G League on the court against the best team in the West, the Utah Jazz. And the Jazz were putting up big numbers, man. Like, they were drilling threes. Man, I wasn't expecting a trade, dude. The Nets were not in a position to make a trade. They did make a trade. They traded for James Harden.
Yeah.
that was their deadline deal.
How about the rumors of JJ Redick supposedly being bought out and then going to the Nets?
Oh, that's where it all stems. Oh, that pissed me off so bad. Oh. That really did. I'm telling you, man, you talk about like conspiracies. I feel like these teams are like, we got to get this guy traded or else he's going to Brooklyn. Let's go. Let's trade this guy. Like, screw you. Oh. But I mean, it's just bullshit, man. Like, I thought that they were going to trade Dinwiddie. I was on board with them trading Dinwiddie because he is going to be a free agent. I don't know how much money they'd be willing to give to him.
And he's returned from a serious injury.
I don't even know if he is going to return. That's the thing. And if he doesn't return, then you're putting it up to whether he is going to get a better deal elsewhere. You literally might have just let him walk for nothing. And not even seen him. The man played like I think three games this year. That's it. That irked me a little bit. I mean, I get it. If you didn't find the right Nets fan
who has KD, Kyrie, James Harden, all these, Blake Griffin, you name it, DeAndre Jordan, has a rant. What?
It's not even just like it's more
try being a Knicks fan for your whole life and having one good year.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it irked me how the Nets are literally probably in a position where this guy could walk. And you got nothing for him, and you couldn't find the right deal. Like, I thought that they could have at least entertained maybe Norman Powell from Miami, like someone like that, like even just like a role player off the bench. Like,
how do you think I feel? I want Drummond, and there's just no movement there. There's rumors of him.
See, you want Drummond. The Nets need Drummond. You don't. Yeah. You don't understand. The Nets are a small team. When KD is not on the
floor, small team, they have they're like an all-star team with those guys when they're playing.
I'm talking about size-wise. The tallest guy on the floor is DeAndre Jordan, and that is bad.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
It's just, it really pisses me off how, again, maybe I wanted JJ Redick because he would have been a nice sharp shooter on the bench. Another shooter. And you would have been like, well, that's another great player.
Yeah, great. Apparently they're just going to want everyone.
If he got bought out, he would have gone to Brooklyn. And the fact of the matter is that buyouts are a GM's last resort. They don't want to eat a ton of money and see a good player go off somewhere else. They want to trade him, get something for him, and that's what the Pelicans did. They had every right to do that.
Yep.
It just really bums me out because I wanted Redick. Plus, Steve Nash said a month ago that we are building roster flexibility to work on the buyout market. Okay, buyout market's here. Let's go. Time to get people in here. Time to get a big man. Time to get time to get role players, a nice three. Let's go.
Yep.
And I find out that Otto Porter is possibly staying with Orlando because the Magic aren't going to buy him out. That's bullshit. Pisses me off. Guys with a ton of money. You just trade off all these guys, Fournier, Gordon, Vucevic. Let's bring in a guy with a big contract. No, let's not buy him out. Let's keep him. Bullshit, man. That's nothing that irks me, too. The Nets could have used Porter as a nice three down the stretch. And now we're all looking at Drummond.
Hands off. Hands off.
And now I'm hearing that it's going to be between the Lakers and Knicks.
Yes.
Get the hell out of here.
Knicks. You better hope it's the Knicks, because if you have to go play the Lakers, you better.
I'll tell you that. Yeah. Now the Knicks have $15 million in cap space. Now yeah. I heard that you're a pretty big fan of cap space. You root for teams that have a ton of cap space.
Yeah, I know.
But they don't use it.
Well, like the team in the other league, like the New York Jets. I just read their Twitter account a little while ago, man. I couldn't help but laugh. It said, just a reminder that Keelan Cole has hands.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, just a reminder, folks, the NFL draft is only less than a month away.
You know they're not going to do anything in the draft.
Or just a reminder, Sam Darnold is still your quarterback.
Corey Davis. Yes, yeah, Sam is the guy. That's
oh my came. God. I want the Jets to like send you like DM saying, hey, Sam Darnold is still going to be your quarterback.
And then what am I going to say? You think
I'm going to be like, well, congratulations. I don't root for your team anymore.
Exactly right.
And then send him a picture of the freaking Dolphins logo and be yeah. like,
my new team.
Yeah.
My God. Sam is the starter. Apparently. So now what do you do in the draft? Say if they're really rolling with Sam, like the people around the league are saying now. Do you just get Penny Sewell? Do you get Devontae Smith? Do you get Kyle Pitts? I mean, where do you even go?
You can get Jamar Chase. You can get Etienne. You can get Sewall. Like, it opens up. Don't they have two first round picks?
Yeah, the first second round pick in which Mel Kiper, please, predicted that they're going to go with a linebacker. I don't want a linebacker.
Linebacker. Oh,
it's horrible. What I said right there with that second first round pick, which is the 23rd pick in the draft, the second pick in the first round, excuse me, that I want Etienne or Najee Harris, that star running back. You have to get the best player at that position, the best player available. That's how it should go. So the second pick is going to be difficult. I think what could happen if you're really rolling with Darnold, like they're saying, we're going to receive a big trade package, whether it's from Carolina or another team that falls in love with one of these quarterbacks, Zach Wilson or Justin Fields.
If Carolina comes falling, I'm taking that.
Yeah, I'm taking Carolina. It too, because you'll get another second round pick this year. You'll get a first next year, 100%. So then you got three first round picks next year. You can use one or you could use both the two picks that you have in the second round to trade up for another first round pick this year. If you wanted to, who knows what the Jets could do if they did that. Cause at this rate, they should try to tackle a wide receiver or tight end. If I'm the Jets, I'm going with Kyle Pitts or Penny Sewell with that first pick. If you're not getting Darnold. So go with one of those two players.
You're going with a tight end in the first round at the number two pick.
Yep. Because the Jets are in need of a tight end. They need a big target. They need their Janu Smith, Hunter Henry, which the Patriots have. They need their Zach Ertz. They need that big tight end. Their Travis Kelce. Their George Kittle.
Travis Kelce, Jason Witten, Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, like, they need that player.
Gronk.
Yeah, Gronk. Yeah, well, just without the spiking the ball in the end zone.
Just without, yeah.
Throw it at his head.
Man,
I think Kyle Pitts.
But I want to, yeah, Kyle Pitts. That'd be a really nice pick.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're going to go. You know,
apparently Sam's the starter. So great. Let me tell you this now. They build this team through the draft and around him, and he stinks still.
Uh-oh.
What are you going to do then?
Then you're going to have to, like...
No more blaming coaches. I mean, Gage was horrible, but no more blaming coaches. This is Sam now.
Then you can't blame the coach because it's a first-year head coach, new staff, new weapons, too. Like, there's actual, like, people on the field now. You have Keenan Cole. You got Corey Davis. You got Jameson Crowder. You got Denzel Mims in his second year. And, I mean, I guess Ryan Griffin will start at tight end if they don't draft Kyle Pitts.
Horrible.
Like, there's weapons there. They have P. Ryan in the backfield.
Mediocre. Like, well, they did just sign Tevin Coleman.
He's going to be a part of the running back committee. And not Frank Gore.
Uh-oh. No, thank God. That's because that was Gaze's buddy. Had him down in Miami.
Oh, my God. That was his best friend, Frank Gore.
It was. Oh, we're not going 0-16. Even Frank Gore said that. And he was the one that made the play to get the first down so that the Rams couldn't stop the Jets to go beat them.
Thank you, Frank Gore.
Yeah. What an amazing career.
Don't expect any Jet fans at Canton for your Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
We could have had Trevor, but no, you ruined it.
My goodness. There's not going to be many green freaking jerseys at your ceremony where you're going to get your gold jacket. Get out of here. Gase will be there, though.
Yeah, Gase will be sitting front row. He'll probably announce him to the stage.
Oh my God. So I always love this guy. Like, pats him on the ass.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, you were my only supporter in New York. I mean, well, I did have Sam.
You had Sam. Sam always gave me a good word.
Yeah. Wanted to roll with Sam. In the press conferences, before, like whenever he said, oh, got to go back and watch the tape of my poor performance. Gaze is a great coach. Like, what?
Yeah. Got to go back and go watch the tape.
Gaze is a great coach. It's not Gaze.
Oh, my goodness. But I want to go back to this Nets thing, man. Like, I was.
You're very heated. I can sense that.
Brooklyn needs. Well, they first off, they need KD back. Quick.
Yeah.
KD needs to come. Well, KD, I heard, is in the last stages of his rehab. Then he'll probably need to be ramped up. So you're probably looking at maybe the first week of April.
Yep.
And Kyrie is doing off on a family matter, which I heard has been a good family matter. So maybe it won't. So he should come back real soon. Harden, I think he just needed that day off, which is very much needed. Man, Blake Griffin really needs to be instituted into this team. I mean, he's only played two games. He got signed 2 weeks ago, and he's only played two games. So hopefully there's more in store for him. Buyout market, you bet your ass. They need to do something here. Andre Drummond needs to be in the black and white.
What are you going to do if he signs at the Knicks or Lakers? What would your reaction be if he signed the Knicks or the Lakers, like separately?
I wouldn't be surprised if he went to the Lakers because that's what I keep on hearing. And you know what? He's promised minutes in LA because LeBron AD, is out issues. And AD's out. So, but I mean, like, but when they come back healthy, when is he playing? They have Montrezl Harrell and Marc Gasol. When is he playing?
Never.
I guess with Brooklyn, I guess it's the same thing because they have DeAndre and Nick Claxton.
So all signs point towards the New York Knicks.
I guess they are. It's like, I mean, and they have the cap space. I mean, it makes sense. But is he going to get minutes over Mitch?
He should. I mean.
How about they cut Nerlens Noel? And then the Nets signed Noel.
No, that's not. Noel. Get out of here.
I'll take Nerlens Noel. Oh. No, but like, what I can't stand is like these guys are all about minutes. Okay, well, wasn't that long ago you were talking about ring chasing, and now you're talking about just playing some minutes. Okay. It's nonsense, dude.
You're very heated about this Nets team.
Like, Sean Marks needs to get on this. Like, you need a big man. I've been saying this for 2 months. You need a big man in the paint, an interior presence. Someone that, okay.
You regret trading Jared Allen, though.
I don't regret. No. In fact, the James Harden trade has saved this Brooklyn Nets season, because with this KD injury and Kyrie, you know, God knows what could have happened to Kyrie during this time, Nets would be a 500 team. They wouldn't be where they are without James. Right now, that was a slam dunk trade. You had to get rid of Jared Allen. And number two, Jared Allen is also owed a contract after this season. And they're not going to pay him.
No.
That's what I'm worried about Dinwiddie for, man. They're literally holding the chance of him just being like, well, how about I try again in Brooklyn, you know? Like, he likes Brooklyn. But what if somebody, you know, like maybe the Heat or, I don't know, the Knicks, maybe come in and offer him a contract? Like, oh, my goodness. You need a big man down center.
You got that right.
Drummond. Hassan Whiteside. They could have had JaVale McGee, but he got traded to Denver today. That sucked. They need a big person down low.
Trust me, man. I feel your pain as a Knicks fan and all my other teams.
It's not even pain, dude. It's not even pain. It's just like frustrating. And yeah. It's like annoying because it's like, because you need somebody who could rebound and somebody that's going to help stop these mid-range jumpers, people that are just going to be bullies down low, and it's not coming. I mean, Nicholas Claxton is very good, but he's a kid. Like, you could have him play big-time playoff minutes. He's a young kid, man. This is his second year.
Yeah.
And you're saying nobody is stopping Embiid. No. There's nobody in the sport that's going to stop Embiid doing what he does, except maybe Anthony Davis. Like, so you're not going to acquire Andre Drummond to stop Embiid. You're going to acquire Andre Drummond to help solve your rebounding issue, to add size to your team, and literally just be what DeAndre Jordan isn't. DeAndre Jordan is literally the best friend of the team.
Not the Knicks. He left us in the dust, which I'm fine with because we didn't want him.
If the Nets would have treated DeAndre a little bit better, maybe KD and Kyrie would have chosen a different team.
Yeah.
Instead of having DeAndre ride the bench, have him come out in that offseason and tell KD, man, listen, the Knicks, they treat you like trash. Look what they did to me. I come in here, man, and they don't even play me. Man, this is not the place for you. Lonzo Ball didn't get traded.
How about his rumors of him being the point guard for the Knicks?
That could have happened. Man, yeah. The Knicks really had a lot of options.
And they didn't do anything. They sat on their hands.
The Knicks aren't in that position, man. Like, you want to, like, jeopardize, like, the flow of the team?
Like, no, I feel like Austin Rivers. I don't know. Like, you could have – I don't know. I don't know why we had to make
Austin
that
Rivers
trade.
Austin Rivers is a man that was on the outside looking in. Thibodeau was not playing him. And he's going to find greener pastures in Oklahoma City where he can actually maybe start, you know, like – get a chance to. But damn, dude, like, this team needs to really go big on the buyout market because you have two open roster spots. I don't want them getting filled up by freaking two-way players. Like, get out. This team has holes, not like big, very small holes.
Yeah, they do.
But
it's not enough. Even people say that. I read the Twitter news. People are just – Nets fans are just like, this isn't enough. And it's like, you have KD, you have James Harden, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan. You have all these players. And it's like, it's not enough. Why don't you just go get Michael Jordan out of retirement?
Well, you know why that is? It's because we actually watch the games. And in the games, the Nets have really bad rebounding issues. The team can never get an offense.
There was a game I watched a couple weeks ago when I believe it was 2 weeks ago when the Nets played the Celtics. They blew them out.
Oh yeah, well that was a good game. And they've been doing this all without KD, and it's like, I guess we're just kind of waiting for KD to come back.
Yep.
But it's like, listen, Steve Nash said, we're looking at the buyout market. We have payroll flexibility. Well, not payroll flexibility, roster flexibility. Mm-hmm. They have they have the money from the insurance for Spencer Dinwiddie, $5.7 million. Throw that at Drummond. What are you doing? Everybody's talking about like the Lakers, and like the Lakers don't have the financial capabilities to offer Drummond, but they're saying that he's likely. Why? Because of minutes? Really?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. I know
you were probably just doing this when you saw LeBron went down. You're like, oh yes, this is our year.
like I get the Knicks because the Knicks can actually offer a big amount of money because they have the cap room.
Yeah, because they just have nothing on their roster besides Randall.
But like, I don't get that crap, man. I don't. I really don't. Like, I don't know who the Nets can get. Otto Porter is staying. That sucks. JJ Redick got traded. That sucks.
That really pisses you off. You
said that before. That did. That irked me, dude. That did. Drummond, he could very well just go to the Lakers. And LaMarcus Aldridge, there's another name for you. The Heat are the front runners. Let's get on this, Sean Marks. Like, please. There's a big man that they can play down low. He may be like not in his prime, but like, you know.
What's crazy is the Nets, and it's very wild. The Nets have all these star players and they can't get these things done. Isn't it crazy? It's like these players don't even seem interested.
Well, they got Blake Griffin done.
Yeah, they did.
It's not that they can't get it done. It's that the Redick thing really just irked me because I get it. Buyouts are a last resort.
Yep.
And it's like, I get why Drummond would want to go to the Lakers because he has a better chance of playing. But how could How could he not start over DeAndre? I don't get that.
Yeah, he can. He can. He definitely could.
He should.
I agree. I totally agree with that, man.
He would start over Claxton. It's unreal.
Yep.
Is that what's going to hold you back from getting a legitimate big man? Hassan Whiteside, he wasn't traded. I don't know if he'll be bought out or not. But that's another guy too. That could possibly be Plan B.
Yep.
You really need a freaking big man here, guy that adds size to the team.
Why don't you pull your buddy off the bench there since he used to play for the Knicks, Amari Stoudemire.
Amari Stoudemire, to be honest, I mean, like, he could have played last night and he could have probably helped.
Yeah.
That was a bad game.
Yeah.
Bad game. Well, that's what happens, man. They didn't have the big three. And no Blake Griffin. He didn't play.
Yep. What a waste.
Just goes to show you what star players can do for a team.
Yep. You could still have a lot of problems, man.
Pisses me off, dude.
That's why on the Knicks, I don't want a lot of star players. We just need one more. Like, that's it. Like, because if you get too many in here, the team becomes dysfunctional. Look at the Nets. They still have their problems.
Well, the problems, they're really the problems with the Nets is based on size in the paint. That's really it. Perimeter defense is really tricky because every great team has great three-point shooting. It's not like you're going to like just like immediately stop it in the playoffs. Yeah. It's tough because that's what it takes to win.
Exactly.
But when it comes to if your guys are missing shots and they're bouncing off the rim and you can't get the boards, that's a big problem. It's all about rebounding, man.
Yeah. You need a Dennis Rodman type player.
Exactly. Dennis freaking Rodman.
Yep.
You need Andre Freeman.
I was saying at the beginning of the season when the Knicks were playing, I was just saying to myself watching these Knicks games, you know, get the freaking rebounds. Rebounds are a very important part of basketball. And it's, as you can like see right now, the Nets need that.
It's like offensive line in football. It's,
yeah.
It's
oh, yeah.
Huge. Yep. It's huge. Converting on third and shorts.
Yep.
Like comparing it to football.
Yeah.
Two out hitting in baseball.
Yeah.
Huge. Walks. Huge.
Yeah.
Like there's all different things. But it's just a shit. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
You're laughing because you're like, yo, like you got like three stars. Like, yeah. But these guys gotta play. Number one. Number two, we still have problems in the paint.
Yeah, you do. You do. You watch the games. I get it. I get where you're coming from.
But it's just, you know what?
It's just crazy.
You know what? Claxton is pretty good. I like Claxton. He does. He can rebound. He can play a little defense. He's like, you know, he's a better version of DeAndre Jordan. But my issue is that he is a young kid who, I mean, I don't know how he would play in the playoffs.
Like, doesn't have much experience.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know where it's going to go from here.
How do you feel about Jeff Green?
I like Jeff.
Yeah.
Uncle Jeff.
Yeah.
He's Uncle Jeff.
Yeah.
He's kind of a big man. He plays down low, and he's probably the closest thing to our big man.
Yep.
The DeAndre, but.
How would you grade Steve Nash's job as a coach so far for this team?
It got progressively better.
Yeah.
First couple weeks, you were kind of like, can this guy really do it?
Is it Derek Fisher 2.0?
Yeah, but then, you know, for the past like two months, it's been stellar.
Yeah, but then you got to consider the players they have, though, that they're working with.
Yeah, the players are – they always make – they always make the case.
Yeah. Like Steve Kerr, like, can we really sit here all day and say, oh, Steve Kerr is this amazing coach. I mean, but he had the talent, so it's kind of difficult.
Yeah, I get you.
Tom Thibodeau is just a legend. Apparently he could turn water into wine on that Knicks team.
Exactly. Hasn't really won Thibodeau, but he's had some pretty good teams in his time.
Yeah.
And Thibodeau just knows how to push the right buttons at the right time. Know when to call the timeouts, know when to call the challenges, know how to work the rotations. Yep. And you're worried about Austin Rivers.
But I'll tell you this, the referees in this league, especially when they call these Knicks games, are a real problem. Julius Randle fined $15,000. For going at the refs. They've literally blown three Knicks games this season.
Oh, that game against the Sixers, that pissed me off like bad.
Are you kidding me? Like,
do you think that the refs are like paid by like
yes.
Mike Silver to screw the Knicks?
Yes, yes.
Why would Adam Silver want the Knicks to like get screwed over?
He screwed the Knicks that year. They should have got Zion, the first pick in the draft, as they set up. Who's the guy that announced the picks? What's his name?
Oh, I forget it.
You know who I'm talking about. But he came out with a big smile to announce that the Knicks had the third pick. Yes. He had the biggest smile. Like, did he have to have that big of a smile on his face? Like, came out like it was his graduation day photo. Give me a damn break.
And meanwhile, on the day that KD and Kyrie signed with Brooklyn, he was probably jumping for joy.
Yeah. I'll never forget the day I wanted to throw up. I was actually sitting in the room right here, and I was just reading my phone, and I couldn't believe it. Kyrie, Katie, and Nat. I was like, "What? What?
Are we shouting?"
I was pissed.
"What the?"
Yeah, I know, because everyone expected. Because I figured, what did I say to you the night that we didn't get the first pick in the lottery? I said, what do you want to bet? We're not getting KD and Kyrie. But I couldn't believe that it was to the freaking Nets. I was like, how could it be to the Nets?
Yeah.
And it happened, and I was just like, well, fine, whatever, fine. We'll just keep building, and I guess we'll just have to stink for years until we get to the right place through the draft. Trust the process, even though Obi Toppin has done absolutely nothing for this team besides a performance in the dunk contest.
He's probably going to get sent down to the freaking G League.
They should trade him at this point.
Can't now.
Yeah, no, you can't now, but it's
go to the offseason.
It's bad. He's got no, he doesn't have a jumper. It's bad. It's like he can only dunk. I don't know. Thibodeau's not playing him enough. I know he's not developing. I get he's just a rookie. I don't want Knick fans to get like, oh, yeah, you're so quick to jump off the wagon with him.
Down. You might have to send him down to the G League and fine tune some of his skills, man, because he's really
a disappointment.
His jumpers aren't hitting.
No. Horrible, man. I wanted Toppin, but
he seems like really long and lanky, and like his shot is like really like off kilter.
Yeah,
yeah, he's got to get sent down.
Yeah, he was the
number 11th pick.
No, he was eighth.
Number eight.
Yeah,
he was number eight. He was the NCAA player of the year last
year. Yeah, I know. And he stinks. Like, what is that? Of course the Knicks get the NCAA player of the year and he doesn't perform. Unbelievable, man. Just, I wanted him because we were at that pick, but we should have picked Halliburton at this rate. Oh my God.
Tyrese Halliburton from the Sacramento Kings.
We should have got him, and we got Toppin and he's doing nothing. God, he's done nothing.
Yeah, but dude, was there any other minor topic you wanted to get into before we call it a day?
Oh,
I'm all ranted out.
I know you are. I mean, last week I ranted on the Jets, and you know, I just don't have the energy this week to do it again. I think I spoke my piece at the beginning of the show just by laughing everything off. I mean, Sam being named the starting quarterback, it doesn't give you something like that motivation for you to root for. And what really bothers me about this team, Pavena, and I think you can agree, all these free agent signings, and their biggest problem was what on this team? A freaking corner. They still have not signed any corners to this team.
I thought you'd be happy, dude. They signed freaking Vinny Curry to be their freaking edge rusher.
I know.
Vinny Curry. How old is he?
I think he's like late 20s, early 30s.
Oh my God. I thought he was like 65.
Oh my God. He's decent, but we need corners. Not one corner. Quan Williams isn't coming here now. The only options are Richard Sherman and Nelson from the Steelers.
Yeah, I heard that Sherman's maybe looking to go back to Seattle.
Or the Saints.
For Sherman? No, not Sherman. Nelson?
Oh, no, I'm talking about Sherman. I heard Sherman could go to the New Orleans.
And who was the guy from Pittsburgh?
Nelson.
Nelson, what's his first name?
I think it's Steve. No.
Not Minka Fitzpatrick.
No, oh,
boy. I wish.
Yeah,
Jets could have had him.
Nope.
Could they have had him? I don't think so.
I feel like they could have. What draft year was he? Was he the year we drafted Quinnen Williams?
I think it was maybe.
Well,
or maybe it was the year that they drafted Darnold. It could have been the year they drafted Darnold.
Yeah, it could have been. I'd probably take Minka Fitzpatrick over Darnold at this point. Sam Darnold.
Crazy.
Like, what is your opinion that he's the starting quarterback? Again, Sanchez wasn't even given this much of a chance, and he took him to two AFC championships.
They probably are just like, I think this coach has a vision, but Adam Gase had a vision too.
What is it about Sam?
Worse is that this guy is a defensive minded coach.
I know.
At least Gase was an offensive minded. Yeah, this guy's a defense guy.
Untapped potential. What? He stinks. I was watching his combine, his pro day, and when he was thrown in the rain. There was nothing that exciting to that pro day at all. He was throwing wobbly passes.
I think, and what's weird is like, he's not Joe Douglas's pick.
No.
why is he sticking with the guy?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a fan of him at all, man. Like, I don't know why we're not moving on from him by now. What you see from him now is what you're going to – what you've seen from him in the past 2 years,
yeah. You're going to see
from him this year again.
I'm honestly on the verge of, like, agreeing, because how many times are we going to get these short flashes on these first game series, like the first drive of the game, like he looks like freaking Peyton Manning, yeah. But then the rest of the game he looks like freaking Blaine Gabbert, like terrible.
Oh my! Or Matt Castle when he played for the Cowboys.
Or Matt Castle, any of these bad quarterbacks. But people are still on. See, this is what I hate about sports sometimes, is like there's a real huge disconnect between fans and media.
Yep.
Huge disconnect. I can't tell you how many athletes I've seen look so bad in front of the camera. Like, you watch them, whether it's football, baseball, basketball, and they look terrible. And let's go, for instance, baseball. Mm-hmm. Say you have a guy that's batting, that's struggling around like 215, 220. Guy is striking out like three times a game. Bad. Can hardly make contact. And when he does make contact, he's either popping the ball up or doing these lazy ground balls. And in the media, it's like, oh, well, this guy has all this untapped potential. And, oh, like, look at what he – like, oh, like, look at when he hit that home run. It was like 110 off the bat, exit velo, and look at that launch angle. Like, it's like, oh, well, this guy did great things in college. Or like, oh, this guy did really great things in AA. Football is the same crap. You know, well, this guy in college, oh, he took his team to friggin' whatchamacallit bowl. And
Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl and threw for friggin' 5 touchdowns. Like, yeah, that was college. Different coaches, different landscape. Like,
yep. And he did throw a lot of interceptions in college and had fumbling issues.
And then you hear the worst. You hear these media pundits go like, oh, well, I heard from so-and-so executive that this guy is great. You should never give up on him. Is this executive really watching these games?
Yeah, I know. Are they not seeing what we see on NFL Sundays? Like, do
this
they
is
not?
Why? This is why when you listen to sports talk radio, you have to listen to fans.
Yep.
You can't be listening to the segments where they're talking to so-and-so beat writer from this paper or a guy that writes for this website or some guy that's like the assistant GM of this team. Stop. That's like listening to the politicians and not the voters.
Yeah,
the fans are the voters in the sports world.
Yep.
Because we're on the outside, man. We're seeing reality.
Yeah.
And reality is that Sam Darnold really hasn't had an amazing stretch of games in his career. He really never has. Whether it's been through injury or the mono.
Yeah, I know. Every excuse in the book. Or how about the first play of the NFL when he threw a pick six? I was just, you'll never believe it, man. I was in the dorm room. He throws a pick six on his first game. I was like, I knew this guy was going to suck. I was like, of course.
And listen, you can go crazy over weapons. And I agree, man. Weapons are huge. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes has great weapons. Like, even Peyton Manning had good weapons, dude. Like, Reggie Wayne,
Marvin Harrison,
Dwight Clark, like all these great guys. T.Y. Hilton.
Yep.
Brady had weapons too. Let's not say that Brady didn't have good weapons. Okay, Brady had. Okay, he didn't have. He didn't have Hall of Fame weapons.
Yeah.
The only Hall of Famer he really played with Gronk. Was bringing Randy Moss. Moss and Gronk.
Yep.
You're telling me that if Sam Darnold had guys like James White, Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, like any sort of like guys like that, like, come on, really?
I don't think he's having much success still. He stinks. He stinks. I read a tweet on Twitter where it was a confirmed tweet because the person had a blue check that they heard from an official around the league. I sent it to you.
Around the league.
Yeah, and it said that the one comment that one of the offensive officials had was that, boy, does he stink. I've only been saying
that's a guy that sees reality.
Yeah, I've only been seeing that for 3 damn years. Like, what now we have him for 4. What?
This guy's really this.
But even you said that you're on the verge of agreeing with me that it's time to go, Sam.
And they just lost Joe Flacco, so I don't know who's
going to back. Yeah, went to Philadelphia. I heard rumors that it could be Alex Smith, but who knows, man? Like,
that could be a nice win-win because put Alex Smith on the sidelines. Alex Smith took Washington to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But let's. Anything else? I think I'm all worn out.
Oh boy.
I know that you've been worn out from the week. I don't blame you. You got freaking like. You've got higher ups who you thought were on your, who you thought had your best interest.
Yeah.
Turns out they were all snakes.
Yeah, including the Keebler.
The key. Oh my god,
man.
Even the person that you even went to all those years ago to try to bring recognition to the station, the guy with the office, the corner office.
Yeah.
And he was on board too. Yeah. It's like just an idiot.
Yeah. I'm a villain.
Apparently. But listen, man. All right, let's do socials.
Yeah, man. I was gonna ask you.
Oh yeah.
Before we end, are you available tomorrow? This weekend?
I am available tomorrow.
You want to bang out the third podcast episode for that thing?
Yeah, let's do a quick hour.
Yeah, we'll do the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, oh my god. Yeah, just break out. Like, just make a list of the movies that you wanted to do, like a short list, because last week's show was very good because we kept it minimal.
Yeah, it was only like an hour and 15 minutes. We actually stayed more in range.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it was an hour and 15. We only went 15 minutes over. Last time, we went like an hour and 40.
Yeah.
This week, I think we're going to break it down by the majors. We'll go by just the majors of the 80s. But the thing about the 80s, man, there is a lot. Like, you have The Shining, Friday 13th, Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Well, we don't need it. Well, we already did Halloween. We can do like.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We can do
Shining.
Shining. Let's keep it general. Like Shining, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street. You know, like let's make it like a short.
Child's
like,
Play.
Pick the movies that really made the impact. Like Child's Play, definitely. I think Scream really headlined the 90s. I'll be interested to see what movies you really pick from the 90s. I can only think of Scream.
Yeah. Hellraiser was the
80s. Hellraiser. Mm-hmm. But
Sleepaway Camp 3.
No, my God. No.
Sleepaway Camp
3. All righty. So my Instagram is at TANOOCH96. Once again, Instagram is at TANOOCH96.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Real Max, THEREELMAX. Again, THEREELMAX. You could check out all of our previous episodes on my website, maxrcoughlin.com, maxrcoughlin.com. Click under shows, Tony and Mad Max. You can check out the visuals on my YouTube channel, Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max for Tony and Mad Max shows. We're available on every podcast platform, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Music, Stitcher, any podcast platform you can think of, you name it, we're on it. And I know you can say the last words as you usually do.
All right, guys. So don't forget, thank you for tuning in. Wash your hands, please. Yeah. Wear a mask.
Get your vaccine.
get your vaccine when it's your turn. Please, please, please get your vaccine when it's your turn and stay safe. Thank you for tuning in, guys. So long.
So long.